This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A big ruling for Google and Twitter coming out of the Supreme Court. Ron DeSantis, the governor of Florida, hinting at a 24 launch. Come on, we know he's going to declare he's running for president, but okay, it's not official yet. In the meantime, Disney is defunding a huge billion-dollar project in Florida thanks to DeSantis, they say. We'll tell you all about that, too, as well. But first, let's jump to the fact that on the Hill, it was about testimony. My name's Kate Delaney, by the way. Thanks so much for hanging with us here on this show. So it was about whistleblowers, and it was about the FBI. Representative Jim Jordan says the FBI targeted whistleblowers and Americans, and what was this all part of? The House Judiciary Select Committee on the Weaponization of the Federal Government. That's what's happening on the Hill. Three FBI whistleblower testimonies, and the chair, Jim Jordan, Republican, of course, from Ohio, said in a press conference before the proceedings were even started that this shows you how politics is driving the agenda in too many of our federal agencies. He said, just read the Durham report from a couple of days ago. They outline where the FBI and the Justice Department start an investigation with no predicate, no evidence, no probable cause whatsoever. And he says it gets worse than that because the FBI is not just going after presidential candidates and presidential campaigns. It's also the American people. So the FBI whistleblowers were Marcus Allen, Stephen Friend, and Garrett O'Boyle testifying about the retaliation they've experienced. And they talked about, of course, again, what happened, and that the representatives in the room talked about the what they call bad actors. And again, saying that the FBI has been victimized by the same word we keep hearing, politicization, and the results in the targeting of Americans as a result for that. So as a result of that, rather, and to the point where somebody said, I want to say it was Kat Kamick, who is a Republican from Florida, said, if you're a parent and you attend a school board meeting, there could be an FBI agent in the parking lot scribbling down your license plate. It's not a conspiracy theory. It is actual testimony that these brave whistleblowers have given us. So I think we haven't heard the last of that. I believe that on the Sunday Swirl, there's going to be more conversation. And we've had this conversation about the FBI before. And now, really, in light of that report that we paid for, that took forever to put together, this is part of, again, the fallout from that. It's that whole accountability. Where is the accountability, right? And that is a very, very big question when you look at some agencies, especially now in the middle of this, the FBI. All right, in the meantime, Ron DeSantis, not a shock. He was talking to donors in a phone call on Thursday and saying he's the only candidate that can be president because he can beat Joe Biden in 2024. He's going to officially jump into the race. And he didn't declare his candidacy, but he's saying you basically have three people at this point that are credible in this whole thing. And he was saying himself, Biden, and the former president, Donald Trump. And in the call, he actually praised Trump's policies, but took a few shots at his electoral record and the permanence of his influence, and then argued that this would be a layup, that Biden and other Democrat victories have rolled back many of those, you know, that he put into place. So we know that this has been a tour, and he put his book out, and it's, again, not a shock. But check this out. An average of primary polls from 538, which is a great aggregator, showed that the governor sits over 30 points behind the former President Trump in the primary. And at the same time, there's a Morning Consult survey that has him doing just 1 point better than the former president. So there's all kinds of polls and all kinds of speculation, and there's all kinds of people reading the tea leaves as to what does it mean. But you got to go through the primary season, and let's see what that looks like, right? Okay, the defunding, Disney pulling out $1 billion. They're cutting their business plans in Florida because of the legal battles with DeSantis. And it's interesting because Donald Trump's campaign is talking about it, saying, in fact, calling him, you know, he calls him Ron DeSanctimonious, and he says he gets caught in the mouse trap. And he talked about what happened. DeSantis lost $1 billion investment, 2,000 jobs with an average salary of $120,000, and this is because of the war he's having with Disney. And Disney said because of how he's dealing with them and what's going on in Florida, that they're going to not invest any more money because of the governor. And they're also talking about a slow withdrawal or sale of certain properties or even the whole thing. Wow. If they took Disney World out of Florida, that would be a killer. That would be a killer for the state of Florida because of the money that is pumped in. I mean, is it an idle threat? Is that a real possibility? But this Lake Nona campus would have been huge, huge money for the state. And now they say, psh, that's completely gone. They're restructuring it. They're done. They're just done with dealing with DeSantis. So does this harm him in any way in the race for president or not? Well, you got to think running for president, it's not just about the state of Florida and it's not the economic situation there. So in that, from that perspective, because somebody asked me this in a mailbag question we didn't get to, I don't think so, because you're talking about the rest of the nation. You're not just talking about one state, the state that he currently is governor of. Yeah. I think one of the saddest things that I've seen, I think it's great that you've got body cam footage because I think it's important to have that for police, especially when they get into these deadly shooter in a rampage. And they released the body cam video of police rushing the shooter of that rampage in Farmington, New Mexico. It's very sad. I mean, the shooter was a senior in high school set to graduate, and you had some Farmington residents, a 97-year-old, her 73-year-old daughter, and then a next-door neighbor, boom, all of them were gunned down. There were other people that were injured, too, and one of the police officers was injured, and the body cam showed her going down, I've been shot, and then, boom, they're firing. You can hear lots of firing. And they got the shooter after that. But, wow, all too familiar, right? People, you could even see in Ring video, people realizing what was happening and just immediately backing up their cars because they were driving into the area where he was just randomly shooting all over the place. And they quickly backed up and did whatever they had to get out of the streets, to get out of the area where he was crawling all over the place. Coming up next, the man cave. Floods in Italy affect the F1 formula race. We'll talk about that and a big PGA tournament.
Hi, this is Jason Hansen. I'm a former CIA officer and best-selling author on safety and preparedness. The fact is, things are getting downright scary for everyone who's storing their wealth in the banks. We just saw the collapse of 3 major banks, and I would urge you to consider protecting your wealth ASAP. If even a tiny percentage of Americans attempt to withdraw their savings, we would see a collapse of the entire banking system, sending us into a modern-day Great Depression. Fortunately, there is a way for you to avoid this. It starts with contacting Advantage Gold. If you have an IRA or 401k, today, Advantage Gold can help convert those paper assets into physical gold and silver. This is a process that I recommend everybody use as a hedge against rapid inflation and to protect your retirement wealth from the banks. Take control of your financial safety today. Call 800-900-8000 to get your free gold investment kit from Advantage Gold. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
No matter where you live, what you make, or who you voted for, there are some things that will impact all of us soon. Whether you're concerned about the alarming increase in man-made disasters, financial institutions collapsing, or worsening food shortages, Americans are preparing in numbers not seen since World War II. What's changed is how we prepare. And the folks at My Patriot Supply have made it easier than ever for you to have peace of mind, knowing you're ready for what's next. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and stock up on over a dozen emergency food kits. These include tasty breakfasts, lunches, dinners, drinks, fruits, veggies, meats, and snacks, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one kit per person. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. My Patriot Supply food kits are in stock and shipped discreetly. We've seen too many Americans let down by institutions we used to trust. It's time to rely on ourselves. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do you have those well-meaning friends who tell you what you ought to be doing with your life? I'm Kate Delaney. I have them. Occasionally I listened and I found myself stuck in dead-end jobs, relationships, and a life I absolutely did not recognize. In my book, Deal Your Own Destiny, I promise you, once you finish it, you won't let people tell you what to do anymore. Learn how to make bold moves that change the course of your destiny. The book is filled with stories that will make you laugh out loud and lessons you can apply right away. If you go to my website, KateDelaneyRadio.com. I have a steal of a deal. Check this out. Just $29.99 for both of my hard copy books. Deal Your Own Destiny, which I just talked about, and my girlfriend's gratitude journal. Perfect gift for girlfriends, wives, or any woman in your life. Again, both books, just $29.99. Click on special offer at KateDelaneyRadio.com.
Here in the man cave, Rafa Nadal will miss the French Open for the first time since he made his debut in 2005. 14-time champion. He is the king of clay, but he had to withdraw because of injuries. Really been struggling with that. He had a hip injury during his second round Aussie Open defeat in January, and he said he hoped to be back in 6 to 8 weeks, but he's now said, no, forget about it. It's taking longer. I mean, this guy is a history maker. 22 Grand Slams. He's a champ. He's 36 years old, and he revealed that he's going to be away from the court for the next few months. His ambition, he says, is to try to stop to give himself an opportunity to enjoy next year. And he said it's probably going to be his last year on the professional tour. Wow. Oh, he's so iconic. And I have to say this, because I've had the pleasure of watching him and covering him for years. He's such a good guy, right? People, Americans love him. He's not an American. He's Spanish, but he is so embraced by so many people. He's very classy and just an incredible, incredible athlete. And I have a personal story. I covered the tournament in Palm Springs. I've covered that a couple times, you know, because if you've listened to the show at all, I've taken the show with me sometimes to that event. It's a big event where you've got the top professional men and women that play in the tournament. So it's fun to go there. And maybe 8 years ago or so, the media still kind of ate with the players, where the players ate. They had a cafeteria, then they had an outdoor seating and indoor seating. So nobody cared. You get a per diem, you go in, you get your meal.
And in front of me in line was Rolf Nadel, and he got pasta, and they gave him a piece. He wanted a piece of salmon. They gave him a piece of salmon. He said another one. They put another one on top, and then he said another one. Three giant pieces of salmon. He sat down, and he was with his coach and some other Spanish players and eating lunch with them, and we were really close by. And he was one of the next matches up on one of the courts. And I thought, how does he do that? Eating all that food. Yes, he's going to burn it off, but wow, kind of. I'm thinking, is that risky? For us mere mortals, it would be incredibly risky. I can't even imagine eating that much fish, but he did. And then he went out promptly and destroyed his competition and won the match. But an all-around good guy. So this is probably the last year for him. He's had to deal with so many injuries. It makes sense, given his age and some of the younger players. And what you have to do to just keep playing at that level is the thing. All right, I've gotten hooked into, I mean, I like auto racing anyway. It was kind of one of my new things that I got into in the last couple of years, all forms of auto racing. So now this, I've gotten into Formula One because they have the series on Netflix, and a couple I know told me, oh, you should watch it. It's good. You would like it. And they got me hooked into it. So I'm up on the whole Formula One and the teams and everything else. But the northern part of Italy, the region of Emilia Romagna, has had intense rainfall for weeks. There's been massive flooding affecting dozens of towns. 8 people have died. Thousands are left homeless. So Formula One announced the cancellation of the race, which is at Imola. And very few people, I'm sure, were surprised because the safety of the sport and the areas where the people are inundated with the rain, they just couldn't run it. There's no way that you'd have so many problems trying to run that race. So it's over. They're not going to do it. They'll have to wait till next year. And that pushes back some of, you know, it's all about the cars and it's all about the standings. And when you're switching things out and you're trying to figure out what happens in these races for the points, now the next race is going to be the Grand Prix in Monaco, which is very different from Italy, because it's a street circuit. So, like, the Mercedes team, they were working on these upgrades, and they were counting on testing it out in Italy, because it's an easy place to test it and gather the data they need. But street circuits are too rough and wild. You can't get any good feedback from that. So, boo-hoo-hoo for the wealthy sports F1, but I do like F1. I think it's cool to watch, especially I like the street races. I think the street races are pretty neat, you know, definitely. Our PGA Championship is being held at Oak Hill Country Club in Rochester, New York. A lot of Americans are at the top of the leaderboard right now. People you would recognize, like Eric Cole, I guess would be a new name to some. He's 5 under. Bryson DeChambeau is in second place. He's 4 under. Scottie Scheffler, a lot of people like him out of Dallas. He's tied for third. Got a whole bunch of people. Keegan Bradley, who's been on this show, tied for 6th in the tournament. So that's good because, you know, now you head into what will be after this moving day and see who makes the cut and who doesn't make the cut. And this is a very big tournament because it's a major, obviously. It's the 105th PGA Championship, you know, so there you go. You know, in the meantime, you have the side story. I'll just briefly talk about it because it's constantly thrown up all over the place. But the whole Tiger Woods thing, a Florida judge ruled this week, late on Wednesday, in fact, that the ex-girlfriend of Tiger Woods has to abide by a non-disclosure agreement she signed and resolve her lawsuits seeking millions from the golf superstar through some sort of private arbitration behind closed doors. It was an 11-page opinion rejecting Erica Herman's attempt to quash the 2017 agreement by saying Woods had committed sexual harassment against her, the judge called it vague and threadbare, is what she said. So now that has to go behind closed doors. She sued both Woods and the trust that owns his $54 million Florida mansion. You know that whole thing about hell hath no fury like a woman scorned? Well, the problem was, of course, they Woods hired her in 2014 to develop and operate his sports bar and restaurant in Jupiter. But then it became a romantic relationship in 2015, and then in 2016 she moved into his 30,000 foot square foot mansion. And then, you know, supposedly verbally, he said verbally she could live there for at least 11 more years. And then all of a sudden she was supposed to go. They were told, oh, you're going on vacation. And then she was basically locked out of the house. And I think that's really part of what started that whole firestorm there. So it became very contentious, let's say, after that. NBA, it's all about the playoffs. We're down to the nitty-gritty. Just four teams left. The Lakers and the Nuggets. How about the Nuggets? Everybody talking about the Lakers. The Lakers, LeBron James, King James, Jamal Murray, 23 points in the fourth quarter. It was the Nuggets pulling it out, 108-103. So they won game two. They have the edge for now, because then once it switches back, let's see what happens when it goes to, not switches back, but when it goes to Los Angeles. And, of course, that's the West. And then when you look ahead to the Eastern Finals, you have the Heat and the Celts. Miami won that first game at the Garden, so now it is game two. You're going to have a way to stop Jimmy Butler. He's been on fire for Miami. Great two-way player defensively and obviously offensively. And that's been part of the story of the success of the Heat. Now, Boston is favored by 9 points in this one. But after the way they came out in the first one, look out. I think, you know, flip a coin. This could go in a couple of, probably in a couple of different directions is what I think. And then finally, topping things off here, you know, we're getting ready for the second leg of the horse racing's Triple Crown, the Preakness. I talk about it a lot in Invade the Man Cave, and you saw what happened at Churchill Downs. They had 8 horses ultimately that had to be destroyed. So there's a lot of uproar in the horse racing world. And a lot of concern after what happened at Churchill Downs. But the Derby winner, Madge, who was a 15-1 long shot, really, a horse that won the Derby, is running in the Preakness. So that is big, big news on May 20th. Stay with us.
Anyone can fall victim to moving fraud. Know your rights and responsibilities.
There was never really a valid contract.
Movers must always give written estimates.
I was bound to an estimate, but it was after the fact.
Be sure that any document is complete before signing it, and that it includes information to determine the final charges.
It was a version that I had not seen before.
Visit protectyourmove.gov to download a free moving fraud prevention guide. Search for registered movers and view their complaint histories. Move with confidence.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. The Senate still plans to recess next week as the deadline to raise the nation's debt ceiling looms. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer said negotiations between the White House and House Republicans are making progress, and the House will likely vote on an agreement next week. Where do you conceal a gun on the beach in New Jersey?
A federal judge ruled it is legal for someone to take a concealed carry handgun with the proper permits to the beach, bars, restaurants, and public parks. Judge Renee Marie Baum ruled that significant parts of what Governor Murphy signed into law in December were unconstitutional. I'm Skip Kelly.
A new study is ranking Texas number one in something that is nothing to be proud of. According to the survey from Forbes Advisor, the Lone Star State has the worst drivers in the country. The report says Texas is in the top three in fatal crashes involving a drunk driver, a drowsy driver, or a driver that is going the wrong way. Dave Collins, USA News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Important, but yet people talk about it and often they don't do it and they don't realize, I think, sometimes what they'll gain back. So this book is such a game changer, and I'm so pleased to welcome to the show Jamie Pulhos-Fry, and she's in our virtual green room. Her book is Servant's Heart from the Voice of a Volunteer, and she completely understands that concept. Jamie, thanks for coming on.
Well, thank you for having me today, Kate.
So let's talk about why you wrote the book first. What was your motivation behind that?
Well, this book came to fruition because I noticed that where I volunteer, we had some issues that needed to be addressed. Plus, I really had not read or seen books about volunteering in a Christian environment or anywhere else at the matter. And I started doing some research, and this book just became the results of that research and being a faithful volunteer.
Yeah, so
that was part of the reason.
And that's part of the reason why you wrote it.
Yeah. And you know, people have to understand that volunteers do matter. Yes, it does matter that we're a volunteer. And although you may have many different reasons and motivations why you volunteer or how you volunteer, there are at least four outreaching benefits that we receive when we volunteer. One is you're able to draw closer to God. And another, you'll know you're making a difference in other people's lives. Plus, you're also setting a good example for your children by volunteering regularly, you know, and then you also grow personally. When you volunteer, you're not only enriching the lives of others around you, but also growing personally, both spiritually and socially. You'll learn more about the world and its ways, and you also develop self-confidence and a self-esteem characteristics that help you no matter where you are.
Boy, that is so true. For you personally, tell the listeners, when did you start volunteering and really understanding how that made you thrive and feel?
I started volunteering at my church, which is Lancaster Baptist Church. I'm a widow of many years. I'd lost my job. I got laid off and, you know, just needed something to do to get out of the house and do different things. I started volunteering with college students, serving lunch, serving dinner. I volunteer I sing in the choir, so that's considered volunteering as well. It's a ministry. Plus, we have Joshua camps, and we have for teenagers. We also have leadership conferences. We also have, you know, for pastors and many other places, you know. So I serve in many forums and for different reasons, serving food sometimes, recently helping out organizing T-shirts. Now I'm doing a Joshua camps. I'm growing and doing different things, not just with food. But it started with food. I also volunteer in a coffee shop and a bookstore. And probably that's part of the reason why I started writing books. But mother encouraged me to start reading again. So I started writing books. It was not something I planned. I never thought I was ever going to be an author and write books. It's not something I planned. I was not the best in English when I started in transferring from school and all that kind of stuff. So volunteering and writing books have just flourished over the years. My mother encouraged me and helped me in growing in my ministries, is growing in my books. And reading is very, very important, as well as volunteering. They come hand in hand. It teaches you something. You learn something about yourself and other people around you. It's just something fun, something to get yourself out of the house, something I just enjoy different levels of people. You know, kids as well as adults, younger and older, we all learn differently. You know, you need to respect each level. They all have a reason to be there and help. I loved it when I was a captain of a ladies' bus, and the mother, one of the mothers and the younger son, would love to come with me to the door. You know, when I would pick up ladies and their kids, and it was nice to feel safe and have somebody going with you back and forth. And he felt important and encouraged and, you know, never ever discourage somebody from volunteering, even if it's something simple and little like that, because that teaches them how to be around people. So we're always learning something new every day. I volunteer, and it's different in every level and every place that I go. So I love to volunteer. I'm even volunteering for my choir now, too, and different things there. So they know I like to do it, so they ask me to do it for different reasons and in different forms now.
Yeah, and we're going to say, again, the name of the book is Servant's Heart, from the voice of a volunteer, here on Author's Corner on America Tonight with me, Kate Delaney. You can pick up this book on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or wherever great books are sold. And I love that whole idea, Servant's Heart. Talk about that, because the title of your book is so powerful.
Well, it started out just as a servant's heart. That's, you know, and then when you start writing and creating, you know, like, okay, I thought, well, I'm a volunteer, and it's coming from my heart, and that's where the title came from. I enjoy doing this, and we do it from the kindness of our heart when we're volunteering. It's not about just doing it for ourselves. We do it to help and encourage other people. So this is volunteering needs to be from you. It needs to come from your heart. It needs to be coming because you want to help somebody. And you can help anywhere. You can help. I do it at church. You can do it out there at work. Just ask if somebody wants, you know, for Christmas or Easter, or help for decorations, because these kinds of things help people see you for who you are, that you want to do more than just your job. You just want to do more than just your ministry. You're out there because you want to, because you want to help. And that's what this is about. It's helping different ages. It's helping yourself to grow as a person. It's helping you to see more out there in the world. And because you are willing to volunteer, that person might, you know, at work, give you a bonus, give you an up in your job. You know, those are some of the reasons why people volunteer, but those aren't the reasons why I volunteer. I do it because I want to, because I want to help. And at every level, you know, of volunteering, we need more volunteers out there. There just isn't enough of us. I don't think because of COVID and being locked down and all the stuff going on, people are just a little scared to go out there and do a little bit more. But this is the time to do it, because there are people out there, because of all that's going on, that do need help, that do need guidance. They need to know that there's people out there that care for them. Then maybe we wouldn't have all this crazy stuff going on in this world that we have going on right now, if somebody just went out and thought about something else or somebody else besides themselves.
It's interesting, and you're telling us great reasons to read the book and to volunteer, certainly. And you've said it, but Jamie, what do you hope people take away from reading your book?
Well, my book is a Christian-based book, so there's Bible verses in here to show you that God even volunteered and helped people, you know, and He doesn't want us to do it for favoritism. He's teaching us how to encourage people down the road. I really did it because I want people to choose and make choices. We all have those. And what does the Bible say about volunteering? It says a lot of things about it. You know, there's, you can read Thomas 5:1-3. You know, you rebuke not an elder, but entreat him as a father, and the younger men as brethren, the elder woman as a mother, the youngers as sisters with all purity, you know, honoring widows that are widows indeed. Okay, we are not, if you have nothing to do at home, get out there and do something. Encourage your kids to get out. Serve at a soup kitchen, you know, help at an outreach or something. You know, we have all kinds of events that go on in your city, you know, and do something for them. This is not about just us. In conclusion, I'm going to read this from the back of my book so you can understand. There are many reasons why we do certain things. Okay, conclusion. As we have seen, our volunteering can be of value to others and to ourselves. With that in mind, let's take a look at a few ways that understanding of God's reasons for volunteering might lead us to the right response. First, the first chapter, feeling faithful, being faithful. Okay, we have to make sure that when we're a faithful volunteer, that means you keep your promises, be there, just like God would be. Second, willing to learn something new, being willing to do things different, recognizing what's not working, and be willing to change what you're doing to achieve the team's goals, not just about you. And now being a servant and being helpful. We need to be useful to others and God. We should keep the Ten Commandments and keep things in front of us to help remind us to think like God when we are serving. Fourth, working with younger people, it's like showing by reading Matthew 20:26-27, we need to humble ourselves. And whoever will be chief among you, let him be your servant. Jesus, our model, so must we commit ourselves to serving others, always considering.
My name is Milan Vukovic. 10 years ago, I got frustrated with the quality of Pau D'Arco tea sold in the stores. So, I founded the Pau D'Arco Tea Club that now ships our super tea to over 100 countries. You too can order or get info about the original pure Pau D'Arco super tea at www.drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. Why settle for less when you can order original Pure Pau D'Arco and drink Super Tea for only $34.95 per pound plus shipping? Each pound makes 300 cups, which is the equivalent of 12 cents per cup for the original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea. Order now at www.drinksupertea.com. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com or by calling 818-965-9113.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
I think this is something that a lot of us have thought about. What does God look like? What is God to you? I've had these conversations with people, fascinating conversations, and so I'm so thrilled to welcome to the show. She's in our virtual green room, and her name's Reverend Marcia Cope Fleischman. Her book is called If God is Love, Why Do I Feel So Bad Considering Our Images of God? Reverend Marcia, thanks so much for coming on.
Hi, Kate. Call me Marcia.
Okay, so Marcia, you know, it's interesting. You and I had a great off-air conversation, and I think it's true. You heard what I said there at the top. I think from the time when you're a kid, and depending on, you know, how you were raised and what kind of religion and all of that, there is that question, though, of what does God look like? And I think that it's different for everyone, and you address that, and you do it so well. Why did you write this book?
Well, long time ago, probably 15, 20 years ago, I read a book called Good Goats, Bad Goats by Dennis and Matthew Lynn. And Dennis shares that as his image of God changed, so did he. And he started out with an angry, punishing God, and he found himself being very judgmental and angry. And then he began to experience God as a loving, accepting, kind entity, and then he started to change and became more loving and kind, and that just pricked my imagination. That's what started it, and then I began asking people. I would listen to how they talk, and I would ask them what their image of God was, and that started me off. then I started painting images and collected all the ideas into a book.
Right, which is so fascinating to me. What kind of stories, and we're not going to tell everyone everything because they have to get the book and then it'll blow you away. You can get it on Amazon or Barnes & Noble or any place where great books are sold. But what are some of the stories that you heard and what you painted?
Well, something that really impressed me was when we got a new, I was at Broadway Church in Kansas City, and we got a new worship minister, and we practiced hearing from Spirit at Broadway and listening to God. And the worship guy was telling his friend, he said, "These people believe they can hear God talking. What do you think?" And the guy said, "I don't even want God to know where I am, much less listen to him talk." And that just really impacted me, that I thought, what is his image of God that he doesn't even want to God know? He doesn't want God to know where he is. And that was one of the stories, but it just really slammed me. And I thought, what are people thinking? And I wanted to dig in there and find out. So, anyhow, that's one of the stories, but the book is filled with personal stories of people and their relationships with God and how they've changed or how they've been impacted or what they think of God. So I went with all those personal stories because you can really see that's where the rubber meets the road when we relate to God.
Yeah, boy, no kidding. And I don't think there's any other book out there like it. I kind of did a little mini research and I couldn't find anything like that.
Oh, wow. That's great. That's great.
Yeah, I mean, conversations about what do you think, but not so much about look and then what your personality is like and what you see coming out of what people are saying. So for you, what does God look like?
Well, I think my interest is not just having people have a cognitive image of God, but a feeling image of God from their heart. And so the change is that we need to change from thinking about God to feeling God's presence. And so what I've come to believe and where I end up in the book is that God is a personal energy of love, that we can be full of that energy, and our energy is in God and God's energy is in us. I know it's kind of difficult to imagine God as energy because that's not a form or a picture, except that it can translate into images. Such as God as a loving mother, God as a loving father. And Jesus used that image all the time, God as a loving father. But I end up with God, it helps me understand the phrase, "I am in God and God is in me," that it's God as energy of love that lives in us. And that's what we feel from people. We can feel people's love and feel their energy of love in us. So God is an image like that to me.
Yeah, absolutely. The name of the book is If God is Love, Why Do I Feel So Bad Considering Our Images of God? We're speaking with Reverend Marcia Cope Fleischman. And Marcia, what do you hope the takeaway is for people who get your book? And I think you're weaving it into this conversation.
Well, I want people to really understand that they can feel God's presence and love and be guided by God. Can I tell the story of my friend Ellen?
Yes.
In the book. This is one of my favorite stories. Ellen and I have been friends since sixth grade. We were always looking for God together. We even visited a couple of churches in our little hometown. And we found Jesus during the Jesus movement of the 70s. And she and I have both been connected to God since. But she tells a story that I just think is incredible, and I don't know that she even recognizes how amazing it is. It's connected with the old story of the prodigal son, where a rich man has two sons, and one stays at home with him, and the other takes his inheritance and goes off and lives wildly. And you can imagine that the father is watching for his son to return home because he misses him. And the son finally spends all the money, loses all of his friends, loses everything, and he's eating pig food. He's watching pigs as a job, and he's eating pig food. And he says, "Well, my father's servants eat better than this. I'm going home." And there his father is watching for him, and he comes home and he's celebrated and welcomed and not punished, but just loved. And anyhow, so that story is like, does God still do that today? Well, my friend Ellen in college worked at a little cafe in Columbia, Missouri, the Busy Bee. And she worked for a couple that were the managers. She worked there all 4 years and then went her own way. Well, about 25 years afterwards, she is connected with God, and God puts the impression on her heart that she needs to find the woman, Catherine Ann. And Ellen's like, okay. And when God puts something on your heart, it presses on you till you get it done. So she starts looking for Catherine Ann in all ways that she knows how. She hears that the couple's been divorced. She finally finds Catherine Ann's husband, and they've lost touch. But he says the last he knew, she was waiting tables in Grandview. Grandview is a little town south of Kansas City, and on the map, it looks like a spot in the road. So months pass, and Ellen's coming to Kansas City to do some work. And she decides, I'll stop in Grandview and see if I can find Catherine Ann. Well, lo and behold, she gets to Grandview. There are three exits off the highway. It's a town of 25,000 people. And she's, oh, my gosh, what am I going to do now? But she sees a building that looks like a hotel, and it looks like it has a restaurant on the main floor. So she thought, I'll start there. So she goes over, and the restaurant's closed. So she says, well, I'll go in the hotel, but I have to make up a story. So she goes in the hotel, and there's a man at the counter. Well, you have to realize this has been going on for months that she's had this on her heart. But she says to the man, she makes up a story and says, well, I have a friend that used to wait tables here, and I wonder if you know anything about her. Her name's Catherine Ann. He says, oh, Kathy? She's in the back. I'll go get her. So Catherine Ann comes out from the back and says, Ellen, what are you doing here? Ellen says, is there a place we can go talk? So they sit in the lobby in a corner, and Ellen says, Catherine Ann, is there some reason God would send me to find you? And Catherine Ann burst into tears and said, I used to be really close to God, but I've gotten in with a group of friends, and they don't really care. They're not interested in being with God, and I've drifted away. So God sent Ellen to bring Catherine Ann home.
Wow.
I just love that story.
Yeah, you can feel the power in that story and how interesting that happened, that reconnection. And you're right. That's probably one of the best examples in your book. And you've written other books, Angels I've Seen, Wild Woman Theology, I Am the Arms of Loving Mother God, Angels Everywhere, which is a children's book. And you can get these books the same place on Amazon. Will you write another book connected to this?
Actually, yes. I've already outlined a book that I want to write about. I'm in Integral Christian Network, and we practice whole body mystical awakening. It's a meditation that I just love and has connected me even more with God. But in the meditative state, there are different ways of praying. And I'm going to write a book that's called Prayer Without Words. And it's how to pray without words for people. So that's my next endeavor.
Wow. Well, we can't wait for that. I said it at the top. I'll say it again. This is a book that you should pick up. If God is Love, Why Do I Feel So Bad? Considering Our Images of God. Reverend Marcia Cope Fleischman, thank you so much.
Well, thanks for having me. This has been great fun, and I hope people dig into their spirits and find what God is, how God is loving them.
Absolutely. And thanks to all of you for listening to this interview and this show. Make it count, everybody.
The Tahibo Tea Club's original pure Paudi Arco Super Tea naturally builds good cells and kills bad cells. So, it's great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting an infection, diabetes, or cancer. To order, visit drinksupertea.com or call 818-965-9113. That's drinksupertea.com. 818-965-9113. drinksupertea.com.
Ever feel completely down on your luck, whether it's your career or just your life? Do you look at other people and wonder, why them, not me? I'm Kate Delaney. I did it. I admit it. I've learned some valuable and priceless lessons from some of the rock stars I've interviewed over the years, like Sir Richard Branson or the late, great John Madden, and I want to share them. Want to laugh? Want to learn? Want more out of life? Then pick up a copy of my book, Heal Your Own Destiny, Increase Your Odds, Win Big, and Become Extraordinary. Get it on Amazon today.